tonight, the severe storm threat across much of the east as we come on the air. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect from Nashville up through Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, parts of New York State, all the way up to Maine. Damaging winds, hail, and possible tornadoes. And tonight we have just learned it was an EF3 tornado touching down outside Chicago with winds of at least 136 miles per hour. More than 130 homes damaged, multiple injuries, and the deadly tropical storm in the south. More than a foot of rain in some places, 10 people dead, including 9 children killed in a horrific pileup as the storm moved through. Ginger Z standing by to time out tonight's storms. We have breaking news as we come on. The images coming in from outside Denver at this hour. Reports of an officer down, possible suspects too. Also reports of shoppers fleeing. What we're learning tonight. Also tonight, the coronavirus in the U.S. News on the Delta variant in 47 states now. The cases on the rise in this country and authorities warning this could soon be the dominant strain in the U.S. And will we meet President Biden's goal by July 4th of 70% of adults with at least one shot? Tonight, American Airlines canceling hundreds of flights, passengers stuck across the country. What's behind this, and why could there be cancellations now for weeks? The major ruling tonight from the Supreme Court involving the NCAA and college athletes. The justices delivering a unanimous decision on those limits on perks for student athletes. The court pointing out how much the coaches make. The disturbing images tonight, police searching for the gunman seen firing into an SUV. 3 people wounded, including an 11-year-old boy. Overseas tonight, an American student found dead in Russia. Her mother receiving a disturbing text in a car with a stranger. I hope I'm not being abducted. The new hardline president of Iran tonight and what he said when asked if he would meet with President Biden and about any attempts to revive the nuclear deal. How the White House is responding tonight. Your money tonight, Amazon Prime Day now underway, but it's not just for Amazon Prime members. Walmart, Target, and Best Buy all competing for customers tonight. We have some of the deals.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here as we start another week together. And we begin tonight with the severe storms moving through tonight from Nashville up through Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, parts of New York and New England. We could be in for damaging winds, hail, and possible tornadoes tonight. Already, twisters in the Midwest, this one forming in Pella, Iowa. And we learned late this afternoon that it was a powerful EF3 tornado that hit the Chicago suburbs with at least 136-mile-an-hour winds. Security video showing this backyard torn apart. More than 130 homes damaged, at least 8 people hospitalized. And in parts of the South tonight, slammed by Tropical Storm Claudette, heavy rain and treacherous driving in Raleigh, North Carolina. A massive tree trapping a woman in her car. This was Atlanta. She did get out alive. An EF2 tornado with 127-mile-per-hour winds destroying homes in Brewton, Alabama. And, of course, that horrific chain reaction pileup on I-65 in Alabama, killing 10 people, 9 of them children. A horrific couple of days with these storms and yet another round set to hit in the east in the coming hours. Ginger is standing by to time this out, and ABC Stephanie Ramos on the damage already, and she leads us off.
Tonight, millions in the Northeast bracing for severe weather. Last night, the same system sent a tornado tearing through the Chicago suburbs.
That's a tornado. It's down.
Tornado sirens piercing the night. Security video showing this backyard getting torn apart. More than 130 homes damaged, several people injured. First responders searching for those who may be trapped. Nathan Casey rushing to rescue his 6-year-old brother.
And I saw that there was no roof, and I heard my brother sitting there crying for help. So I sat there and ran upstairs, broke down the door, got him out.
Late today, the National Weather Service confirming that twister was an EF3 with winds of at least 136 miles per hour. This after Tropical Storm Claudette brought more than a foot of rain to parts of the Gulf states and 12 reported tornadoes, including an EF2 with winds up to 127 miles per hour in southern Alabama. Our Elwin Lopez is there.
Take a look at this truck crushed into what's left of a home. 3 trailers here now completely gone. From above, you can see the frames of those trailers now sitting on top of homes. The devastation here goes on for miles.
This is where Angela Spears' mobile home used to be. She says she was on her couch when the twister sent her flying.
For somebody to get taken out their house and throwed around and stuff. It was the good Lord. He spared my life.
20 people hurt, and tragically, north of there on Interstate 65, a 17-vehicle crash claiming the lives of 10 people as the storm moved through, including Cody Fox and his daughter Ariana. 8 children traveling in a Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch bus also killed. Authorities investigating what caused the 2 initial vehicles involved, both 18-wheelers, to crash.
And David, from Tennessee to Maine tonight, millions in the path of damaging storms. It could be a long night ahead, David.
No question about that. Stephanie Ramos, our thanks to you. Let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z timing it out for us. Hi, Ginger.
David, you can feel the severe thunderstorm ingredients coming together. The heat, the humidity, all ahead of this front. And from Spencer, Tennessee to Baltimore, Maryland, even Caribou, Maine, so many severe thunderstorm warnings on the map right now. So look at this. That's all in pink, severe thunderstorm watch. That means even if you are in Philadelphia, you've got storms just west of you coming your way. And that's just round one. This afternoon and evening, right through tonight, you've got the storms that are going to blow through western West Virginia. But it's really when the front approaches tomorrow afternoon, David, we're talking 1 to 3 inches of rain and some damaging winds possible, especially on the southern end of this from North Carolina, Virginia, up to even Boston.
All right, Ginger Z, we'll be watching first thing in the morning on GMA. And now to the developing headline as we're on the air tonight. Reports of a deadly shooting outside Denver. Reports a police officer has been shot and killed. The images coming in now, authorities say the officer was killed confronting a suspect in the Old Town neighborhood of Arvada, Colorado. Many people hearing the gunshots, running for cover, hiding in nearby shops. SWAT teams and police evacuating nearby offices and businesses. And, of course, authorities remain on the scene at this hour. We'll have more as we know it. We turn now to the coronavirus in the U.S., that troubling Delta variant now in at least 47 states. Authorities warning today that it could soon become the dominant strain here in the U.S. And tonight, the race, of course, to be President Biden's goal by the 4th of July, to have 70% of all adults with at least one shot of the vaccine. And what they're seeing where vaccination rates remain low. Here's Eva Pilgrim tonight.
Tonight, the battle against COVID. With only 2 weeks to go, the U.S. is currently on track to fall short of President Biden's July 4th goal, 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated, as the country appears to be waging 2 different fights against this virus, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. States like New York returning to near normal. Concerts back at Madison Square Garden for the first time in 15 months. The Foo Fighters playing a sold-out concert Sunday night, part of the admission to attend, proof of vaccination. New York's positivity rate at 0.3%, the lowest since the start of the pandemic. This as there is growing concern over the highly contagious Delta variant, which has now been detected in at least 47 states. The CDC estimating it already accounts for 10% of new cases in the U.S. and is likely to become the dominant strain.
My concern is that any big pocket of large numbers of unvaccinated people, that virus is going to sweep through those areas.
The Delta variant likely already fueling pockets of outbreaks in states with low vaccination rates like Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, where they've seen a 56.6% rise in cases in the last 2 weeks.
Once Delta variant gets into a community, it looks like it takes 3 or 4 weeks before it becomes dominant. And it looks like it's dominant in our community.
New CDC data showing who is and isn't getting the vaccine. 80% of those over 65 have gotten at least one dose. Meanwhile, only 38% of people ages 18 to 29 have gotten the vaccine. Experts say fewer vaccinations among younger people puts that age group particularly at risk.
There are some hopeful signs, but it is an epidemic among schools, among younger people who are unvaccinated. Older people who are vaccinated are not the ones spreading this.
Eva Pilgrim reporting on the coronavirus for tonight. Eva, thank you. In the meantime, we turn next tonight to that major ruling from the Supreme Court involving the NCAA and college athletes. The justice is delivering a unanimous decision when it comes to the NCAA's limits on certain perks for student athletes. The court even pointing out how much the coaches make. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran has covered the court for years, and he's back on it tonight.
At the Supreme Court today, the NCAA got skunked by a 9-0 vote. The justices ruled that the NCAA cannot ban or limit education-related payments to college athletes. It means players can now be compensated by schools through things like postgraduate scholarships, paid internships, study abroad, computers, and musical instruments. Writing for the court, Justice Neil Gorsuch pointed out the basic inequity of collegiate sports. Those who run this enterprise profit in a different way than the student athletes whose activities they oversee. The numbers are staggering. Division I NCAA athletics generated $10.6 billion in revenue in 2019. The president of the NCAA earns nearly $4 million per year. And annual salaries for top Division I college football coaches approach $11 million. Martin Jenkins, who played cornerback for Clemson, is one of the plaintiffs.
We knew everyone was making money, so it was about time that somebody and something move that needle a little bit forward.
The NCAA argued that athletes' amateur status is a key part of the appeal of collegiate sports. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh knocked that down, writing, all of the restaurants in a region cannot come together to cut cooks' wages on the theory that customers prefer to eat food from low-paid cooks. Kavanaugh, himself a high school basketball coach, declaring the NCAA's business model would be flatly illegal in almost any other industry in America. The NCAA is not above the law.
Fascinating reading their decision on this. Terry Moran is live with us tonight. And Terry, this ruling, it would appear, applies only to education-related payments to college students. It certainly, though, opens the door to the much larger debate that's gone on for quite some time on endorsement deals and the like.
It sure does, David. And the NCAA can read the writing on the wall. They're already considering a rule that would allow endorsement deals. But this ruling is so definitive and so strong, it really calls into question and undermines all of the NCAA rules limiting compensation for those student athletes. David?
An active couple of weeks for the court and Terry Moran. Terry, thanks. Tonight, American Airlines has canceled hundreds of flights. Passengers left stuck across the country, and they now say the cancellations could last for weeks. So what's behind this? ABC's Gio Benitez tonight covers aviation.
Tonight, as Americans return to the skies in record numbers, American Airlines is facing major staffing and maintenance issues, leading to a slew of cancellations this weekend and through at least the end of July.
There are a dozen excuses for why you canceled flights, but the number one cause was because you didn't have the pilots to fly the schedule that you promised to fly.
American canceling more than 400 flights over the weekend, some of them canceled last minute. 155 canceled today alone. As we head into July, American saying it will have to cancel up to 80 flights per day for the next month.
American was one of the only carriers, network major carriers, that furloughed pilots. And when you furlough pilots, it triggers out up to a year, maybe even longer, of getting those pilots back.
In part because some pilots need to be retrained. American also says there are maintenance issues and significant staffing shortages because of the pandemic, a problem echoed across the country by businesses like retailers and restaurants that are also having trouble filling jobs. And as America reopens, air passengers are back. Yesterday, setting a pandemic record, TSA screening more than 2.1 million people. So what can you do if you experience a summer cancellation?
When an airline cancels your flight, you don't have to stick with that airline. You can cancel it for a full cash refund and book elsewhere if you'd prefer.
And David, American Airlines is going to have to get those furloughed pilots retrained. And because American got rid of so many of its older planes during the pandemic, they now also have to train pilots on the new planes. And David, that is going to take many weeks.
The ripple effect for weeks. Gio Benitez tonight. Thank you. Overseas tonight, the chilling case involving an American student found dead in Russia. The body of Catherine Soro discovered in a wooded area near where she was living, some 250 miles from Moscow, where her family says she was studying law. And her mother in Mississippi tonight receiving a disturbing text, she said, just before her daughter disappeared. Here's ABC's Kaylee Hartung tonight.
Tonight, a Russian man charged with murder after authorities there discovered the body of 34-year-old American student Catherine Soro. Soro disappeared in Russia last Tuesday, her mother telling NPR the final text message she received from her daughter said, in a car with a stranger, I hope I'm not being abducted. Now authorities arresting a 43-year-old Russian man, Alexei Popov. His attorney telling the media he admitted his guilt in court. Soro, a former U.S. Marine, moved from California to Russia to study law 2 years ago. After a four-day search, her body was found in a wooded area in the region she lived, 250 miles outside of Moscow.
Kate was very kind, very good, very gentle, and very smart person.
According to the Russian court statement, Serov was at a bus stop when the suspect pulled up and offered her a ride. After she entered the car, Popov allegedly hit Serov several times with his fist and stabbed her multiple times.
Russian police say the suspect had a record of violent crimes, including, according to Russian state media, convictions for rape and assault. Now he's facing life in prison if convicted of murder. David.
All right, Kaylee Hartung reporting tonight. Kaylee, thank you. And from Iran tonight, the country's hardline president-elect saying he will not meet with President Biden. But at his first news conference today, Ibrahim Raisi said he is willing to return to the nuclear deal scrapped under former President Trump. He said they're interested in returning to the deal and to have U.S. sanctions lifted. The White House responding tonight saying President Biden hasn't asked to meet with the new president and that the Ayatollah is Iran's real decision maker. When we come back here on a Monday night, disturbing images this evening. Police searching for the gunman seen firing into an SUV, three people wounded, including an 11-year-old boy. And the NFL player tonight making a landmark personal announcement.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, the continuing headlines involving gun violence in the U.S. with children caught in the crossfire. Detroit now reporting at least three children shot in 3 days. Police searching for a suspect seen firing an assault-style weapon into an SUV. Three people wounded, including an 11-year-old boy, shot in the chest. All three are expected to survive. And in a separate case, authorities arresting several suspects for the shooting death of 2-year-old Bryson Christian. His family was driving home from a basketball game when shots were fired from a passing car on I-75. His 9-year-old brother was wounded. To the index of other news tonight and what's being called a landmark moment for the NFL. Las Vegas Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib becoming the first active player in the NFL to announce he is gay. He says on Instagram, "I feel especially thankful to have had so much support when many who came before and many even now do not. I stand on the shoulders of giants, incredible people who paved the way for me to have this opportunity." Tonight, a beloved actor from the show Friends revealing his battle with cancer. James Michael Tyler, who played coffee shop manager Gunther, says he's being treated for stage 4 prostate cancer. First diagnosed in 2018, he can no longer walk. Tonight, he's urging men not to delay getting a prostate cancer test. And your money tonight, Amazon Prime Day, with more than 2 million items on sale from now until 3 a.m. Eastern Wednesday. Reports of up to 50% off many kitchen appliances, $60 off Apple's noise-canceling earbuds, $100 off 43-inch TVs. Walmart, Target, and Best Buy, they all want in, among the major retailers competing for customers offering similar deals online. And amid concerns of the coronavirus and the upcoming Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Olympic officials tonight say local spectators will be allowed, but they will not be allowed to cheer or shout. Venues will be at 50% capacity. Everyone must wear a mask at all times. Fans from overseas have been banned from the games, which open July 23rd. Finally tonight here, America Strong. We hope all the dads and stepdads out there felt the love over the weekend. And that love, it turns out, was on full display on one flight. The pilot and his announcement. His name is Anselm Dewar, and he has dreamed of becoming a pilot ever since he was a little boy. His father, Ashman, always encouraging him, buying him computer games and a flight simulator. That little boy is now 34 and a captain for American Airlines. And just in time for Father's Day, that captain had a special passenger on board, his father, for the first time.
I'm going to try and make it as smooth as possible because we have a VIP on board. And that VIP that I'm talking about is my father. So for the past 34 years, he's had to deal with me. And I think he's done a great job at it. So with that being said, Dad, oh, this is my first flight with him. So I'm trying to hold the tears back. I didn't think I'd cry, but this is a very special and a very important flight to me. This is the first time that I've flown with my father, and I'm just very thankful. I'm very blessed to have my father on board. And Dad, I thank you for everything that you've done for me.
And right here tonight,
David, good afternoon.
Captain Duer, back on the ground, but still thinking about that flight.
To see him looking up at me and, you know, me looking at him, it was just, it was a moment that I'll forever cherish.
Say hi, Doc.
And that proud dad with us, too.
I was overjoyed by the experience because it's a proud feeling to know that your son is in the cockpit controlling the aircraft.
And tonight, extending Father's Day by one more day, a father and son with their own message.
To everybody that's a father out there, happy Father's Day to you.
You should watch your kids and see what their interests are and try to guide them.
We love that shot in the cockpit, a father and son and everyone on board celebrating. We hope all the dads and stepdads had a special day. I'm David Muir. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.